It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Enbridge Energy's Line 5 pipeline. It starts in Superior. It moves hundreds of thousands of gallons of oil and natural gas a day. We get up to speed as Michigan regulators approve a tunnel project under the Straits of Mackinac to house the aging pipeline. Call in with a question. Share comments. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Danielle Kading is a WPR reporter covering the environment, energy, and northern Wisconsin based in the Superior Bureau. Danny, welcome back.
Thanks for having me on, Kate.
So a Michigan judge approves construction of this tunnel underneath the Straits of Mackinac for Line 5 pipeline. What would this tunnel do?
Yeah, so this is a $500 million tunnel, and it would be installed below the lake bed and encase Enbridge's oil pipeline, which currently splits into twin lines that run under the Straits of Mackinac. And so, you know, this is a 70-year-old pipe that is able to carry up to 23 million gallons of oil and natural gas liquids per day from Superior to Ontario through the Straits. And it currently lies on the bottom of the lake bed, and environmental advocates, tribes, and Michigan leaders are really concerned about the potential for a spill because there have been gaps in the pipe's protective coating, and there was also an anchor strike that happened that dented the line 5 years ago. And so for Enbridge, this tunnel would address those concerns and allow them to continue business as usual.
Meanwhile, the Bay Mills Indian community in Michigan and the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa in Wisconsin, they've been involved in litigation with Enbridge. How similar are the tribes' concerns?
Well, they're pretty similar in that they're rooted in this dispute over protection of their treaty rights. If you remember back in the 1800s, these tribes signed treaties with the federal government where they basically ceded millions of acres of land and water. And in exchange for that, the government promised these tribes that they would be able to maintain their rights to hunt, fish, and gather in these territories. And so in Michigan's legal challenge, Bay Mills has said that the Straits of Mackinac are some of the most productive waters for their tribal fishers. And in Bad River's lawsuit, they've argued that the pipeline threatens wetlands that support wild rice or manomin, which is a staple food and central to the tribe's migration story. And they also support a wide variety of species and plants that the tribe subsists on. And so both also argue that easement agreements for the pipeline have either expired or been revoked. And plus they highlight the company's environmental track record is a reason the pipe should be shut down or removed altogether, because Enbridge has been responsible for some of the largest oil spills on land across the country.
You know, Enbridge insists, though, that the pipeline is safe. How is it supporting that view in courtrooms and in regulatory reviews?
Well, related to Line 5 and the Straits, the company has said that there's never been an oil spill in the Great Lakes, and Enbridge also says there's never been a spill on the Bad River Reservation, although records have shown the pipe has had about 30 spills on land since the late 60s, I believe. But the company argues the pipeline is much safer than other methods of transportation, like truck or rail, and they say they have measures in place to detect any issues with the pipeline before a spill could occur, like inline inspections, video monitoring, and other technologies. And they're proposing new segments of the pipeline to replace these aging stretches on the Bad River Reservation and under the Straits of Mackinac. And with the tunnel in particular, they say it would be lined with reinforced concrete, and that would reduce the threat of an anchor strike or a spill. But the debate over what Enbridge is proposing and what tribes and environmental advocates want to see is still playing out as agencies like the Army Corps of Engineers, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, and federal courts review these projects.
There is a lot to watch here. Danny, thank you so much for joining us. Thanks for your reporting.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
Danielle Kading is a WPR reporter based at the Superior Bureau. And now we hear from opponents of the Line 5 pipeline. And you can be part of the conversation, ask a question, share comments at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Beth Wallace is Great Lakes Freshwater Campaign's manager for the National Wildlife Federation. Beth, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on. It's great to be here this morning.
And we also have Christopher Clark, senior attorney for Earth Justice, representing the Bay Mills Indian community in litigation against Enbridge. Christopher, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Christopher, starting with you, getting us up to speed on the Earth Justice opposition to the Line 5 pipeline. Explain where Earth Justice is at with this opposition.
So Earth Justice, in conjunction with the Native American Rights Fund, represents the Bay Mills Indian community in its advocacy regarding the Line 5 pipeline. And specifically, we have represented the tribe before the Michigan Public Service Commission and have presented arguments and evidence to that commission as to why the tunnel project that was being discussed a couple of minutes ago should not be approved.
I want to also, you've been working on this project for a long time on this litigation. There is multiple pieces of this litigation, multiple permits in a project like this. Can you kind of explain where are we at in the process?
Well, last week, unfortunately, the Michigan Public Service Commission issued a permit for Enbridge to construct the tunnel that's being constructed. But I think it's important to remember that all of this advocacy is really about protecting the Great Lakes and the water that is so valued and treasured. And as was done at the beginning of the segment, this is a very dangerous situation where they're not only in the Straits of Mackinac, where there's a significant concern about a potential leak in the Straits, but this is an aging pipeline across hundreds of miles that has leaked and spilled oil many, many times. This is literally a disaster waiting to happen. And one thing that we shouldn't forget is that this company, Enbridge, is responsible for the largest inland oil spill in the nation's history, which occurred in 2010 in Kalamazoo, Michigan. So all of the advocacy is centered on trying to get this pipeline out of the waters of the Great Lakes and to prevent the threat. There's litigation that's proceeding both in Michigan and Wisconsin to do just that. And we are representing the Bay Mills community in a variety of different fora in order to accomplish that objective.
Beth Wallace, from the perspective of the National Wildlife Federation, can you explain your opposition?
Yeah, actually, I grew up in the community that was devastated by the 2010 spill. My family and my friends all are still there. And when that spill happened, I became a watchdog over that response, but I also became very aware of the failures of our regulatory systems that led to that disaster and allowed Enbridge to have such a horrible response. And it forced us to look around to see where else there are risks. And since that time, we've raised alarm bells on Line 5. It's 15 years older than the one that ruptured in 2010. They increased pressure on it with minimal testing about 10 years ago. It truly is, at this point, America's most dangerous pipeline, and nobody disputes the fact that we need to get it out of the water. What is being disputed is how we do that, and unfortunately, a lot of the information that's come to bear from Enbridge's side is now misinformation. We fully understand that we can transition away from this pipeline. There's been multiple experts, including Enbridge's own expert, was forced to admit that an immediate closure of this pipeline would only result in 0.5 cent increase at the pump. We really need to sit back and have a logical conversation about the risk that we are all bearing for the private profit of this Canadian oil company.
Beth Wallace is Great Lakes Freshwater Campaigns Manager at the National Wildlife Federation. Christopher Clark is Senior Attorney with Earth Justice, representing Bay Mills Indian Community and Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. Be part of the discussion. Call in with a question. Add your thoughts at 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is the morning show. I'm Kedar Chirkent. Environmental advocates push for Enbridge's Line 5 pipeline to be shut down over concerns that an oil spill in the Straits of Mackinac would be disastrous to the environment. We get reaction as Michigan regulators approve a permit for a tunnel under the Great Lakes. Beth Wallace is here, Great Lakes Freshwater Campaign's manager at the National Wildlife Federation. Christopher Clark is a senior attorney with Earth Justice. Call in with a question. Share your perspective at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Christopher, does the Bay Mills Indian community plan to appeal the decision by the Michigan regulators in approving Enbridge's tunnel project?
The Michigan Public Service Commission issued its decision last Friday, and we are taking a look, a very close look at that decision to determine our next steps. It's a lengthy decision based on two different hearings in which a significant amount of evidence was offered, but we are certainly looking at our next steps to stop this tunnel.
We're going to bring in the voice here of Whitney Gravel, president of the Bay Mills Indian community. And this is Whitney in a 2022 interview with Earth Justice during a protest against Line 5, and Whitney saying that the Great Lakes are sacred to her tribe, worrying about the effects of a potential oil spill.
The Great Lakes for the Anishinaabe people is something sacred because you're tying in what water means to Anishinaabe people. At the beginning of creation, there is water. And so we need water in order to be able to continue to survive. And that is woven and interwoven throughout our teachings on how water gives life, water creates life, and then water takes life, because we return in that circle of life on that medicine wheel and are supposed to live in harmony with those natural resources.
Beth, what comes up for you when you hear Whitney Gravel talking about water is life?
This is absolutely true, and this is at the heart of what the Attorney General is fighting for in the state of Michigan in her legal case against Enbridge. So just to remind people, they are actively operating Line 5 illegally in two locations. In the Straits of Mackinac, they do not have an easement to operate the current pipelines, and on the Bad River Band, they've been trespassing since 2013. And so it's at the heart of the Attorney General's case is upholding citizens' rights to protect our land and water, our drinking water, our spaces that we hold in public trust. And Enbridge's legal fight against that really tries to upend all of those rights, not just for the state of Michigan, but for states across the country. And their legal attacks on the Bad River Band are similar. They are trying to dismantle sovereignty, their rights to land and water, so that they can earn the right to operate this 70-year-old pipeline until failure. And the proposal to reroute the pipeline or to put in this tunnel, all it is doing is extending the life of a 600-mile pipeline that has already leaked 35 times over 1 million gallons into the environment. It is not protecting our resources, and in fact, it's dismantling core rights that we all should be concerned about across the country.
Christopher, what treaty rights does the tribe say would be violated with construction of the tunnel under Straits of Mackinac?
So the tribes do, the Bay Mills and the other federally recognized tribes do have a treaty with the United States that protects their right to hunt, fish, and gather and conduct cultural traditions in the land and water in and around the Straits of Mackinac. So certainly an oil spill in the Straits of Mackinac would be devastating to the tribes, devastating economically. So for example, over half of Bay Mills households derive all or a portion of their household income from commercial fishing. If you destroy the water, you destroy people's ability to provide for themselves. But it is also, as indicated by President Gravel's comments that she played, this is an area of very deep spiritual and cultural significance for the tribes. In fact, it is, according to the traditions of the tribes, the center of creation. And so this is not a place to be running this kind of dangerous pipeline. And it really needs to be shut down.
I wonder, too, what are the engineering risks, boring through rock far below the Great Lakes lake bed to create this tunnel system? Would there be risks in that to worker safety and in maintenance, Christopher?
There are very significant risks. And Enbridge is falsely claiming that this tunnel would be a solution to the threat presented by the pipeline, and it is a false solution. We presented testimony and evidence from experts, a pipeline safety expert who's deeply concerned with the design of the tunnel. And the concern is that there would be a leak of petroleum products or natural gas liquids within this concrete tunnel. And when there's a leak like that, the liquid vaporizes, creating a highly flammable environment in a contained space. And that presents a significant risk of a fire and an explosion. So in essence, what Enbridge is doing is trying to replace one set of risks in the Straits of Mackinac with another, when in fact, what we should be doing is moving to clean energy sources and stop. This is just not the time for us to be investing in additional fossil fuel infrastructure that is simply going to prop up this aging pipeline so that a Canadian company can continue to generate profits. It's got to stop.
Christopher Clark with us, senior attorney at Earth Justice. Beth Wallace, Great Lakes campaigns manager for the National Wildlife Federation. You can join in questions and comments, 800-642-1234. Kyle in Ashland is here. Kyle, hi.
Hi, can you hear me?
We sure can. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm just calling to say thank you so much to your guests for getting this important news out to people. I live in Ashland, where Line 5 runs just south of town here, and I grew up in Michigan, where the line cut through my back rural lot of where I live. So my whole life has been kind of around this line, and I've seen it from, you know, where it ends in Sarnia, and one of the largest petrochemical refineries there, and some of the effects on First Nations communities there, to here in Ashland. And what I'm curious about right now is I am noticing just a profound bombardment of advertising and disinformation, I would term it, by Enbridge here in my community in Ashland and in this area. And I'm wondering, you know, so I'm grateful for actually getting more fact-based information out there. And I'm wondering if there's other suggestions from the callers for everyday people to kind of combat what is just an overwhelming amount of advertising and disingenuous advertising, I would say.
Beth Wallace, can you jump in here?
Yeah, I really appreciate this comment. And it really is why the tunnel is even a discussion point, is this misinformation. Enbridge and Canada in particular are basing all of their positioning right now on this false claim that Line 5 is critical infrastructure. They've presented this image that we have to have this pipeline, when we now have three, and including Enbridge's expert, four experts that have said you can easily transition within a matter of months with no impact whatsoever away from Line 5, and there's existing infrastructure. So I just want to say that out loud, because it is a major problem, and we've been tracking in Michigan mostly, but across the region, Enbridge has spent tens of millions of dollars during election cycles and during key decision points, including tribal elections, where they're spending a ton of money spreading this misinformation about the need of the pipeline. And it really is the only leg they have to stand on. And so that's the challenge that we have as public, and I'd say even businesses and scientists and academics are at this table of, like, how do we break through the ability for big corporations like this to basically write a narrative and spend the money to convince people of that narrative.
In our final moments together, Christopher Clark, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers still has to give its sign-off. What does that step entail, very briefly?
The Army Corps is going to be preparing an environmental impact statement of this proposed tunnel project, and that essentially is a determination as to the environmental impacts, and Bay Mills is actively involved in that process to inform the Army Corps about the dangers of this pipeline and the dangers of this proposed tunnel project. So that is ongoing. The fight against Line 5 continues, and we're hopeful that the Army Corps will reject Enbridge's application.
Thank you both for joining us. Christopher Clark there, senior attorney with Earth Justice. Beth Wallace is Great Lakes Freshwater Campaign's manager for the National Wildlife Federation. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.